What's up? What's good? What it do? Welcome everyone back yet to another episode of Just Jivin' here with your host Tarek. Today, I think you are by far probably the most famous person that I've had on this show.
Oh, really?
So, you know what? I'm excited for that. I have a rising starlet name. Well, actually, I didn't even fucking ask you how you wanted to be introduced.
It's Panarican on the track. You already know what it is.
I bet. We'll go with Lady Panarican. I mean, you know, can I call you Lady? Do you want me to use your government name?
No, don't use government. Don't use government. We try to change that.
Fine. I bet. Lady Panarican, the R&B artist, I guess... rapper, singer. I only really heard that one you was singing.
That's
on
why
that
I said
one.
I gotta send you the exclusive. I'm gonna give you an exclusive today. I'm gonna give you a little exclusive.
Okay. All right. Actually, I was gonna ask you. I was like, cause if you got any stems or like instrumentals from shit that you worked on that you wouldn't mind me using for the show,
and or a track that
I could play at the end of this shit.
That's dope.
And
okay.
Send that to me. Okay. And I'll put it in the show.
That's fire. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it. That's dope.
But welcome to the show, m'lady. Everyone out there who don't know, which is all of you, she and I apparently went to the same fucking high school. I didn't know her at all. And she claims, she swears to God, she at least spoke with me one time. I'm just like, yo, shorty, I'll be honest.
I know, like, we smoked together. I know we had a smoke session because we have too much of the same similar friends. Like, our circle is too... PA, where we grew up, is too small. It's too small for us to not know people.
It is fucking small. You're right. We was raising that in a little. You know, I ain't even going to say the name because y'all motherfuckers
ain't even gonna know
it. Yeah. So, you know, it's a little rinky-dink ass town.
With 2,500 people.
Yeah. We're like mad. You know, you go to a fucking Walmart, it's like, ah, shit, you see the same motherfuckers there all the time. Mm-hmm. But before we get too into the conversation, y'all remember, like the podcast, subscribe. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the literally, just Google Just Jivin' Podcast, J-I-V-I-N apostrophe podcast, and you will find that shit. I promise you. I spent a lot of fucking time making sure that this shit comes out on all the fucking platforms. So you'll find this shit.
Tell them. Tell them.
And then follow the Facebook page at Just Jivin', just like how you spell the show. And the Instagram page at just_JIVINN. The Twitter. I really don't be on Twitter. I don't really fuck with it. I'll be honest. But fuck it. You know, I'll plug it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. JIVINN_podcast. You know, whatever. Follow that shit too. Send any inquiries to any of those social medias or the email at justjivinpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lady Panarican.
Yes.
What are you drinking?
Right now, I'm drinking some coffee. So I have some Bustelo and I have some rum chowder together.
Wow, you really?
Yeah, really Puerto Rican.
You really are Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Damn. I'm like, just think of me Bustelo, you know? I got a little rum chowder. Un poquito de azúcar.
Yeah, I told her to get some alcohol for the little episode that we're going to be doing today. And right now, I feel, you know, I don't know why. I was like, you know, fucking let me get the chocolate peanut butter porter. And that's what I fucking did.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, nah, it's actually fire, actually.
That
it's
sounds
delicious.
Fire. It's chocolate, yeah. Peanut butter, and it's beer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, supporter styles.
Oh, I got to try this.
Yeah, so it's going to have more of that robust, like, dark malt kind of flavor. And, you know, that roastiness, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a coffee taste.
Yeah, slightly less bitter than coffee, but it definitely is among that same realm. That's why, like, coffee porters and coffee stouts and shit, they work so well together. I love a good coffee stout.
I didn't even know they had stuff like that. We're going to have to try this.
Oh, yeah. I love a good coffee stout.
I'm excited.
Yo, will you come and visit, ma'am?
I'm definitely coming. I was looking at February 5th, so I'm like, okay, this looks good.
Bet. Nah, because you will have to try all of the beers out here, and there are a plethora. I have at least 30-something in the fridge right now.
I've never been that excited to actually try a beer. Like, my whole piece of being excited to come to Denver was, one, to obviously get to hang out with you, but then, two, to go to the dispensaries. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to have a great time. Like, I cannot wait to buy some legal weed. Like, this is going to be good.
People love the dispensaries out here. It's just, it's so funny. It's always like, yo, no, you got dispensaries. Like, yeah, but there's plenty of other shit to do too, I promise you.
It's more of the fact that it's like people are not used to being able to come. Like, coming from New York, it's like we don't have no store where we could just go in. Like, oh, look at That's all the true. Flavors. Look at everything, you know?
That's true. Well, soon you will because, you know, it just legalized it, right?
Yeah, we're still working on everything. Like, 2022 is when everybody's supposed to be getting the licenses and seeing some type of movement towards that area. So it's going to be good. Summertime this year is going to be lit.
That is good. It's only a matter of time. I was fucking living in New York. Fucking working at this, in this spot in fucking, it wasn't Tribeca. It was near Tribeca, though. It was called Los Americanos. It was like a Mexican restaurant. It went under and shit.
I know where that is. I know that place.
Oh, word?
I do, because I used to work on the Lower East Side.
Oh, shit. Ha! That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I used to work there and shit. I used to be the bar back, but all like my deliveries, I used to also have to deliver. Mm-hmm. So all my deliveries, I'd be like, I bet I'm just gonna fucking bring a little J with me and shit.
Yep.
And yo, I cannot tell you the amount of times that I saw police and I was smoking and I just like either kept on walking, didn't blow it in front of their face or just went the other way, whatever the fuck, never got caught. Mm-hmm. So that clearly shows that they don't give a fuck.
Nah, I was walking through, what was it, Washington Heights the other day, and it was like a whole bunch of police cars. But mind you, we're legal now. So I was feeling kind of bold. So I just sparked my shit right there, kept walking right past them, blowing my smoke. Because I can't do anything. I'm in the street.
Wow.
I'm in the street.
Does the law say like anything about public consumption of it?
Yeah, we're good. We're good to be able to smoke outside the street. As long as you're not by by a post office or any type of school building or something like that, then you're fine. I'm passing Staples. So I'm like, who coming for me for this?
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I guess New York is a little more lenient on that because I know that they got something
in here. It's finally gotten somewhere. It's finally getting somewhere. It's just taking us very long. We're not like you guys yet.
I mean, honestly, you know what it is? It's the nature out here. Because you mm-hmm. be in the nature, it's like, I want to smoke a little weed. You feel me? Like, we chilling, we camping, we on a hike. But it's like, yo, let me smoke a little bit of weed. I ain't fucking, like, say crack. You know what I mean? And then you go camping or whatever. It's like, yo, I think I might drink some acid. It's like, I think I might do a little bit of shrooms. You know what I'm saying? It's just the environment out here. It's just magic.
It's the environment. Yeah. That's a fact.
It's drug conducive. I'm sorry. Especially psychedelic type drugs and shit. It's just conducive to that type of shit. Yeah.
No, I do want to try acid out there. I do want to try acid out there. I think that would be like a dope experience.
You never done it before?
Because then you're out. No, I've done acid. I've done acid and I've done shrooms. I feel like my way of looking at those two is like shrooms gives you the ability to accept the things that you cannot change. And acid gives you the ability to change the things that you cannot accept. That's how I see it.
That's poetic.
A little bit, you know.
You write your own lyrics, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think that was what you had asked me last time. I had gotten cracked up at that one. I was like, he gonna ask me if I write my own lyrics. I'm like, of course I do.
I'm sorry. You gotta fucking ask now.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody got ghostwriters and shit. And call me old all you want, but as I really like, R&B, I can understand. I can understand, because there's motherfuckers who can't sing, but can write their asses off. And there's motherfuckers who can't write a fucking lyric for shit, but can sing like a motherfucker. I can understand writers for R&B, but for hip hop, nah, I just can't accept it. I just can't, and I don't want to. And I don't want to get to a point where we just accept it, because like, yo, listen.
It's just the same thing like you said. Like, now we're coming to a piece where people feel like he has a dope voice, but he's not lyrically inclined. Like, he has no creativity on the set of being able to put words together. No poetry.
Right.
So we're going to bring this poet who we don't think that looks the look. Because that's really what goes on now. It's like, there's plenty of people out here that have plenty of talent. And due to the fact that they don't fit the cookie cutter view style or look that they want them to have, that they're put in the back burner and not given the proper time or attention that they should be given for their talent.
Yep.
So that's my only issue with the industry, is because there's so many people out here that actually are worthy of being on stage, and it has nothing to do with their looks. It has to do with their voice. Like, just like you said, like the tingles that they give you, it's like you immediately hear them and you can't mistake it. It's like a Whitney Houston. Like, when you hear her voice, it's like,
right.
tingles down your back. I don't care who you are. You know there's that voice. So unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are like that. They have the voice, but they don't got the talent.
Is that true, ma'am? Is that your only discrepancy with the music industry? Is that your only gripe?
Nah, there's plenty of other ones.
I'm just curious because, you know, motherfuckers who work in the music industry, mm-hmm. I mean, just the things that you start hearing from them and know, it's like, huh, like really? Like, I would never forget the day that mm-hmm. my cousin who was or is an audio engineer and, you know, worked in the industry and shit. And he's like, oh yeah, bro, like 90% of hip hop is samples. And I'm like, word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we just fucking, like, we just spent the whole day. He's like, give me a song. I'm like, I bet. Boom. He's like, mm-hmm. sampled. I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh shit.
And like 90% of it is like people literally putting stuff on their voice to make them sound better. Like there's a few artists that if you heard them raw, you would be surprised that this is what they actually are.
See, well, this is coming from
a lot of it is dedication.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that you have to. Let me not say that I have anything against sampling. I think it's pretty dope, actually, now that I know that. I think that's really fucking cool. And I have, mm-hmm. you know, I have no problem with doing something like, I don't know, embellishing. Artists embellish. You know what I'm saying? I have mm-hmm. no problem with that. Just make sure that it still isn't in line with your core personality, your core authenticity, who you believe to really be. And that motherfucker should always be changing anyway.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it just annoys me. It just annoys me. Cause like, why does one need a certain kind of look in order to make a certain kind of art? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either. But then afterwards, it's like right now what I've been dealing with is a lot of people are like, all right, so what is the look that you're going for? And I'm like, fuck, like what you mean? Like This don't work. Like, I'm Puerto Rican, Panamanian, and we just going with just being my authentic self. That's not enough. And it's like, well, the question is like, well, on Halloween, if we had to ask people to dress up like Puerto Rican, how do we have them dress up?
Bumba like, left eye.
You see what I'm saying? And when they put words like that, that's when it's like, okay, now you just brought a little bit more sense to what you were asking. Because before, it just sounds like you're being one-sided. But in this aspect, it's like, okay, who do I dress up as a Halloween character if you had to dress up as me? Now I really have to come up with a freaking costume.
Well, my fucking question is, why do you have to have him dress up like you anyway? Like, what do you talk? Like, what?
Because you got to realize the world that we live in. Like, people still dress up like Aaliyah Halloween, Left Eye Lopez Halloween. I dressed up as Pam Grier 2 years ago. So... See what I'm saying? It's like the character.
And all of them have some specific look is what you're saying.
It's not even just a specific look, more like that. They have something specific that they use as theirs. Like Michael had the white glove. He had the tape on his hands. You know what I mean? Michael had plenty of different things. The shoes, the jacket. Like there was different things that was iconic that like if you wanted to dress up as Michael Jackson, you already know what you need to be able to be like, oh, I see what you was trying to do.
That's a fair point. So,
It's a fair point when they're put into those perspectives. But other than that, I'm still trying to adjust to, I guess, more of caring about those type of things. Because like coming from where we grew up, it's like the only place you really going to show off your outfit is Walmart.
Right.
And the mall. You're going to Walmart and the mall. And that's closed now over there in Stroudsburg. So it's closed.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, they closed the mall.
Oh, damn.
So last time I went over there, like maybe about last year, the whole mall's closed. So So it's different, you know. So it's just adjusting to actually caring about the outside perspective.
I guess I recognize the importance. It just fucking frustrates me about image and appearance. That's why I've never been able. I would be able to succeed so much better if I cared about my appearance. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I shaved myself up a little bit.
No, you look good.
You know what I'm saying? I, you know, did a little shave and whatnot, tidying myself up. But mm-hmm. you know, I like I told you, I've had for the most part the same clothes since high school. So, and unless it was like a work clothes, like work khakis or work shoes mm-hmm. or like a jacket or some shit. I don't really have a lot of clothes, ma'am. I've been wearing the same shit for years until it starts to fall apart and I have to buy new shit.
I feel you on that because, like, I have one sweater.
I've just never been about it.
You have one sweater like that. Like, it's the old Yankees back in, like, 2001, like, the whole team. And I love that sweater because it has everybody on it. But it is ripping. It is ripping. I got, like, safety pins holding it.
Did it just sew it up?
Yeah, I sewed it up and everything. It's just the fact that it's warm, it's comfy, it reminds me of good times.
It's nostalgic.
It's like one of those things. Yeah, it's nostalgic.
No, I get that.
Yeah, but you can get away with those things because as a man, like, you know, 4 pairs of jeans, 5 tops, you got a whole outfit for like years.
This is true. This is true. And I also don't go out a lot. You're absolutely right. I don't go on many dates. I select them more carefully. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I had my whole face, I ain't gonna front. Which actually... great segue.
Yeah, great segue, because that's where we were going.
Yeah, I was like, we were supposed to fucking talk about this anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, that's our combo for today. We're talking about dating in the new millennium that we are. So yeah, continue.
Sure, why not?
So you were saying you're close.
Yeah, I don't have a lot. And since, you know, it's not like we're in a small town and motherfuckers can see me in the same outfit. It's like, no, I go.
And we're still on Corona.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just go to different spots with the same outfit all the time if I was gonna go on multiple days regardless. But even so, I don't really care for the. I really don't care for the online shit no more, son. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's hard to. But you know, it's 2021, almost 2022. And
we still have Corona outside, so it's not like you can go that many places to see people because everybody got a mask on, so you gotta like guess now.
Yeah, not if you've, yeah, unless you're like vaccinated or whatever. Yeah, so the most part, you're gonna be fucking just, you know, mostly like either like work people or acquaintances from other motherfuckers that you know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think that we might have to start going back old school, honestly, if we want better results, because I'm gonna be honest.
I agree. I just don't think old school is what we're going to get, though. I feel like because we're millennials and then we have Gen Z, is like Gen Z is now the new headway of what's going to come. And we have to accept that. It's just the fact of it. We're in the part where we saw our parents' generation.
Yeah, but who's raising them, though?
Shit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the question. It's our friends and everybody else who's raising them. Everybody who had kids at 16 and 14 and shit. That's who's raising them.
You know, a lot of people that I know have children who are in, some of them I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. If I'm being honest, I know I'm supposed to be happy for you, but am I? Not really.
It's funny that you say it like that because now in my section, like most of all my group of friends have kids. I think I'm the only one. I'm like the only one in my circle that like, you know how we have our tight little circle that we grew up near? It's like, I am the only one. And so everybody's been cracking up because last time, I went up to the party that they had and everybody there was with their children. Huh. And so I'm there like, oh, so cute, you know, like I'm the auntie that has no freaking kids. So they're like, Nina, you know, you don't want no kids. And I'm like,
is that any of they fucking bit? Sorry, you know what? Sorry, I hate
that. Yeah,
hate
that too. That too. But that I'm like, question. I was like, it's not the fact that I want kids. I was like, I just haven't found the right person. And they're like, what you mean? And I'm like, I was like, I want somebody that I actually know. I was like, that I want to have children with. I was like, I haven't found the person to actually want to have children with. And the room got quiet and everybody just turned and looked at me. And I got confused because I'm like, did I say something wrong? Like, what did I say that was wrong? So then when I asked Vin, I was like, yo, cuz, I'm like, what did I say that was wrong? And he was like, bro, you didn't say anything that was wrong. He said, you hurt everybody's feelings. He said, because everybody in the room had kids with people they don't even know past 6 months. He said, they know the kids and the person just as long. And I was cracking up. I'm like, oh, this is why everybody got mad at me. Because I'm like, I'm sitting here pointing out the elephant in the room and not even realizing that this is the elephant in the room. So I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Okay. But that's the thing. That's the thing. A lot of people are having kids with people that they don't know. And then on top of that, then something ends up occurring in that relationship and now trying to move on to the next without even realizing like what went wrong in that one. Like one of my friends, he called me the other day and he was telling me like, I guess this situation with the girl he was talking to, like she just upped and blocked him and deleted him off all social media. Damn. And I'm like, I said, what did you do? He was like, I just joked around and told her I was outside her house. Like, I wanted to just see her. And she told me I couldn't come. So she had her son there. So I'm like, how old is the kid? And he was like, he's 8 months. I'm like, that the kid was, she wasn't by herself. I'm like, she with the baby father. I'm like, 8 months? I'm like, that dude is still around. I'm like, why are you even talking to a girl who just had a baby 8 months ago? But then it made me sit back and say to myself, I'm like, why is she even looking for a man after she just had a baby 8 months ago? She still got 6 weeks before she can even use her pussy. So I'm like, very confused. But this is what we're dealing with now. It's like a lot of people, instead of taking time to reflect on themselves, are just looking for, I guess, somebody to fill that void.
Well, of course we are. We're humans dealing with the fact that we're going to die. Of course we want someone to fill that fucking void.
That's true.
You know? I mean, I don't condone it at all. I don't condone it at all, but I like to play devil's advocate. I can totally understand why. I just don't accept it.
No, but it makes sense because now Corona, everybody thought like we weren't going to even make it to 2021. Like the way that 2020 was looking. So it's like, okay, when you look at it like that, it makes sense.
And, you know, I don't know how good it is for a lady, but for a dude, pardon my vulgar language, but busting a nut inside someone is just like the bee's knees. You know, it is just utterly fantastic. So I get how it happens and why. However, you also need to be fucking like, especially like if we're going to talk dating, you know, I really do believe that we should also talk about intent because I, for one, not about the casual shit, at least not anymore.
What do you mean? Explain.
If you want to test the waters to figure out what you want in a mate and that type of shit, fine. But have an intention because at least for me, I do believe that sex is better when it's with someone who you fuck with.
I agree.
And then the sexual experience evolves as the relationship evolves, as the person evolves, because it's, you know, it doesn't just stay stagnant. It's part of the human experience and all that shit. All right, cool, bet. So why am I gonna pretty much start over? Like, I get no, like, the only experience points that I get is, like, in technique and, like, maybe stamina. But, you know, you don't really get that threshold where you get, like, prestige level, you know what I'm saying? Because this, I don't know, there's just, for me, there's just something about the more intimate act of the bedroom tango that is more pleasurable than the casual one.
I agree.
Anyone can get hard, anyone can get wet. And, you know, it'll be a fun time. And then you hopefully will meet a motherfucker who has enough...
That's not true.
Who has enough, you know, knowledge in this shit to know what the fuck they doing or not. It's always rolling the dice. That's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the problem. I feel like casual sex is more of the rolling the dice situation because it's, yes, everybody can get hard. Everybody's pussy can get wet. But at the end of the day, it's like, some bitches' pussies be loose. And then some niggas' dicks be small. And then now you're dealing with a whole situation that y'all both not pleased. Like, I done had a motherfucker call. I've done call a nigga an Uber. Like, I have no problem. Like, I'm a different breed. Well, I'm a different breed. Like, yeah, because, you know, he was drunk. And he's thinking, like, the night was great. And I'm sitting here like, no, you need to get the fuck out of my house. And we need you to leave before you miss your train. So I said, you know what? We just going to call Uber real quick. Pay a little $7. And let them take him to the train station. So he can go take his train. So he over here thinking that he's like, oh my God, that's so sweet of you. By the time he made it to the train station, I'm pretty sure he put two and two together.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. But my thing is like, I don't like the casual because then it's like, if it's not good, then it's the awkward, okay, of let's leave. And then too, a lot of people, I don't think know how to do casual. I don't think people know how to do casual. Like, if you're doing casual, after sex is done and the blunt is lit, it's like, okay, what are we about to do? Who leaving? Who going? Who going about their day?
This is true.
I feel like that's this just a conversation that should be just, you know, if you're doing casual, there should be rules to it.
Yeah. No, I agree. And for those that want to do it, there should be stipulations set just so that both parties leave more satisfied.
Yeah.
I do. But that's a conversation that you can't, like, how are you going to have that in about an hour or two before we smash. You feel like this doesn't happen long enough to have a conversation. But me, I've also realized that I physically cannot fuck a bitch that I can't talk to.
I feel you.
I just can't. I am so disinterested it's like, I'm just going to go home,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you're going to go home. As a matter of fact, if you're over the crib, it's like, yeah, nah, because no offense, I'm not trying to say I am some Robio, some Fabo, you know, fuck Fabo. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no, I'm not no Rico Suave, whatever the
Casanova.
Fuck.
Casanova.
But, you know, what I do have is integrity,
mm-hmm.
and the desire to understand and to do a good job every single time. The work ethic. That's what I fucking have, all right? So,
fucks with it.
You ain't gonna get that often. All right.
I fucks with that.
And I ain't gonna, and you know, I'm not gonna fucking use all my energy for that, cause I know how much, cause it's like, it's gonna be a lot of work for you, Tarek. You know what I'm saying? You gotta start with a little bit of foreplay. And then before that, you gotta make sure the whole crib is, the ambiance is set. You know what I'm saying? Like, it starts with the set as soon as you enter the home. Like, literally, the first thing you see, you know, sometimes.
See, at least you know.
Well, I do.
At least you know.
I got sisters, you know what I'm saying? I was raised by women, so, mm-hmm. you know, I be knowing. But I also understand how much work that shit takes.
Hell yeah.
So I'm not about to just fucking be doing that, because I'm over here just like. I mean, granted, I rarely had to drive for pussy. Rarely. But in exchange for driving, I was making food. And, you know, while I was learning the skill of cooking and all that shit, I'm just over here like, wait a minute.
Oh, that's where those dishes came from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, a lot of them. You know, you gotta try some shit. Some people are vegan, vegetarian, you know.
Yeah, I saw you making little dishes. I was like, okay.
This little shit, like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta try the shit. But all I'm saying is that if you're going to do something like that,
mm-hmm.
at least for me, since I put so much work into it, I'd rather do it with someone who I fuck with.
I feel you.
Yeah, and you can't really get a vibe off of online shit.
Yeah.
And doing the kind of, like Tinder is just for like a smash and dash, for real. Like, it's not a...
I feel like people know Tinder is for smash and dash. Like, there's certain apps that you're like, okay, like...
But even so, deadass, kind of all of them are veering towards that kind of style of shit. Because
mm-hmm.
it's not like you can really, like, can you really, if motherfuckers was really trying to form connection, they do some kind of like voice call or something. Like, hey, you have to leave this person a voicemail. Say hello or something. You know what I'm saying? Just so that they can, like, we can establish more of a human connection. But it's mostly through text. You can't romance through text. Nah.
I don't think romance through text can exist either. I agree with you.
Then you're going to have to give the online dating shit, you got to say goodbye to it, because it's not going to work. At least for me, it hasn't, only because you need to see all of this. You need to experience me.
I feel you.
That sounds so conceited, but it's true.
It's true, though, because in all honesty, it's like, for me, if I'm talking to somebody online, it's like, okay, now that we've had a couple conversations, great, granted, I don't like talking through text because I'm a horrible texter. Like, yeah. I'm a horrible texter. I didn't grow up in the age of texting. So I grew up, like, you know, we evolved to AIM and all the rest of that. We ain't had that before. We have phone calls. Like, we have phone calls. So I'm used to speaking to people on the phone. My thing is like, all right, I'll send you a voice note. But even then, I'm still not comfortable because I'm like, all right, we have to see each other face to face. Because online, you can perceive yourself to be anybody you want to be. And that's the thing that even like in the industry that kind of like shocked me, because I'm like, I go to these parties and online, like when you see them on TV, they're like so big, all these people. That's not how it is. They got everybody in a little corner. Then they got the camera people in another corner. So now that room looks like it's full, but it's really on a corner view that you're seeing. So it's like everything is based on perception. So because of that, it's like, no, you're right. People need to experience you. They need to experience it. Make sure people are not crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's getting harder to do that the more and more we digitize our socialization. Because I really do think that people forget that our brains are not evolving that fast. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It was only but 15 years ago or so that we was fucking texting each other online in chat rooms. Remember when like chat rooms was a huge thing and, you know, be careful of mm-hmm. chat rooms and blah, blah, blah. And now we are literally talking about like forming a metaverse and shit. You feel me? You really think that the brain is like, I bet I'm keeping up with all this shit. No, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? No. I mean, the next generation who gets raised in it, that's why it's really important. That's why I think it's really important to have some kind of parameters set for this shit.
I agree.
Because truth be told, while I love technology, I fucking love technology, but we need to figure out how to deal with it, what we're going to do with it,
mm-hmm.
and the evils that it can be used for, because it can be used for a lot more evil than good if we let it be so. And I don't want that to be so.
No, it's true. I feel like that's the reason why people are so disconnected now, is because it's like, we live in an age where people feel like, okay, I can just contact this person on Instagram, or I can contact this person on Facebook, instead of striking a conversation when you actually see them face to face. Like, a lot of people are scared to come up and have that initial conversation. Like, I was talking to one of my homegirls and I was like, no, I give guys credit. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, you got to give a guy credit for coming up and starting to have a conversation with you. I said, that's a lot of work. I said, one, first of all, the bottom line, he's coming in with the idea that you can possibly say no. Then on top of that, you can embarrass him. And then next time, he may not even want to speak to another female. But then on top of that, he has to pick his ego back up and try that shit again.
Yep.
And again. And again. I was like, women don't even have that ability. I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, somebody turns us down, that's the last time we ever try that shit. I'm like, I don't see no woman doing that again. I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's so funny. I've always heard that.
But it's true, though. And I'm like, I told him, I'm like, because one time I'm out with my friends and I'm like, oh, he's fine. And my cousins are like, go up and say something. I'm like, I don't do that. And she's like, what you mean? I'm like, I don't do that. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I grew up with like real strict Hispanic parents. The man comes to you. I'm like, I don't get up and go to no man. I'm like, how I look doing this? I said, I must be offering pussy on that same day. Like, that must be like, it's on the plate at this point. I said, because I feel like that's what I'm signaling when I come up.
Wow.
And she's like, are you serious? And she's like, that's how you see it. I said, maybe that's just me mentally all fucked up and shit. I don't know. I need to get through that point. But I'm like, yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm that old school, you know, walking whole hands and grandpa's behind us type shit. Yeah, I'm old.
I mean, I don't mind that. Cause
I'm Godfather style.
I mean, truth be told, son, you know, you and like, all you gotta do is just look him in the eye and just assert the fact that you a man. It's like, yo, if you're gonna fuck with me, go ahead and try it. You feel me? But you know damn well that I respect your daughter.
Nah.
And I want what's best for her. But I also want some of that pussy. You know what it is, my nigga. Yeah. Like, you know what it is. You know what it is.
That's so fucked up to say it to him. Like, nigga, you know what it is. Like.
Yeah, you can't say that. You know, you say that in the handshake, you know, with the initial meeting and, you know, looking all fresh and clean and coming in the nice car.
Shit,
and
I didn't even know that's what the fuck y'all saying to each other with that hard ass stare. Like, that's what that stare is.
Bro, there's a lot of shit that goes through a handshake. Bro, you can make a break a hand.
Yo,
son, what? Never, like, sit, like, if a motherfucker, like, I would never shake a motherfucker's hand if they stand down. It's like, you ain't better than me. Stand up.
Oh, shit.
Look me in the fucking eye. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's rude. I think it's rude to do that. That's just one. You know, there's a firm grip, but there's also that grip where this motherfucker is trying to like over grip you. And it's like, nigga, you ain't gonna over grip me. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, there's a lot of hidden, but usually if it goes well, it's like, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, a nice little smile and shit. And it's like,
all right.
Then they let their guard down and shit. And then it's like, cool, that's all I'm saying. Cause as a man, you know exactly what it is that I want to do to your daughter. But as a man, I need to respect the fact that I wouldn't want somebody doing this to my daughter if I didn't think he was worth it either. So I gotta show that I am worth it through mannerisms and behaviors. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. Yeah. I like that old school shit. I fuck with it. You know, I don't really care for the whole just being able to be there like, oh, where's your parents? Oh, they ain't there. Let's go. It's like, what? Like,
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Hello, I'm Tarek. I'm you know, going out with your daughter.
Exactly.
I'm gonna have her back by, you know, 21:30. You feel me? Like, we good.
Exactly. That's how I grew up. And that's the funny thing is, like, when people hear my lyrics, they be like, oh, does the lyrics match how your attitude is? I'm like, it specifically says, I'm a lady in the streets, but a freak in the bedroom. Where does it get it confused? I'm like, where does it get it confused? I'm like, you're supposed to treat me as a lady that I am. And then when we're inside, then I can show you how I let my guard down. I feel like that's appropriate.
I feel like that is absolutely appropriate. A lady and a man both know when and when to show parts of their character depending on the circumstance.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a little more behaved in society. We don't want to just go down the street and just see niggas fucking and shit. You know, it's like...
Nah, but that's the stage we in, though. That is the stage we
in.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not a...
You didn't see what that dude just did with his little close friend shit? I don't remember his name.
No.
Some rapper. Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me not miss quote it so that way we can actually get it like accurately. So I guess Instagram has been trying to compete with OnlyFans with the close friends thing. I don't know if you noticed, but like now you have an option that if you post something on your like your story, you can set it that only your close friends can see it, not everybody else. Mm-hmm. Right? So people are trying to create like a package just like on like OnlyFans for their close friends. So this rapper, he gonna go ahead and put himself on his close friends and he's fucking his girlfriend on there.
Hmm.
And he posts her up. Now, everybody's all confused because they're like, why in the hell would you post your girlfriend on here fucking and this is your girl?
Right. I've always found that weird.
Yeah, Hitman Holler.
So is someone else... So someone else was fucking his girlfriend?
No, he's fucking his girlfriend. Oh, she's okay. Sucking his dick and everything and the whole stuff. But he posted it on his OnlyFans and he's like, it's for their anniversary. And so everybody's like, y'all would never disrespect my girl like that and be posting up her sucking my dick and her naked and all this shit up on here. He's like, you posting this on your OnlyFans? And he's like, well... He's like, my girl knew what we was doing. He was like, she gave me the right to be able to post it. He was like, I didn't anticipate anybody screenshotting and then putting it all over Twitter.
What?
So that shit is like everywhere.
What?
Yeah, the name is Hitman Holler. Because I had to look it up because I'm like, I don't want to misquote this.
You didn't anticipate somebody really word?
And he's like, I thought I had real ones on my own, on my close friends. I'm like, what in the fuck makes you think that if you post a sex tape, and you famous,
wow,
and it's not out, that nobody's gonna screen record that, wow, shit and put it out.
That's,
where in the fuck do they come
that
from?
That is just, yeah, no, that's naive at that point. Because I'm all about filming it, but you gotta do it right. Yeah, you got to get the angles good. You got to get the multiple cameras.
He had the angles. That nigga had a whole bunch of angles up in that shit.
But also, I'm not about, you know, I'm actually proud of myself. I have never shared not one nude to anyone at all ever before.
What you mean? About your own body?
Oh, no. Once that's been sent to me by ladies.
You're not supposed to. That's why you got these shits.
I know.
But there are men who do, so yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go online, you see this shit. But I'm just... Because it's just like... There is a level of satisfaction that comes with the privacy. What happened to privacy? I don't understand. Like, you don't have to have everybody seeing the shit. Like, yeah, she fine, cool, but guess what? She showed you them titties, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You best respect the nipples. You bugging. Come on. It's just annoying.
She
like,
sent them to you.
Yeah, it's just like, why do you have to post everything? And especially, like, I get amateur shit. You know, yeah, fine. But why does everybody want to post their sexual exploits now? I just don't understand it. Is it because you think you can make money from it? Off of, like, Pornhub and X videos and all that shit? Is, like, how much these motherfuckers get paid? You know what I mean?
You know what's so funny? It's like, this is so good. Because it's like, for me, like, I don't know if you've seen my Instagram. My Instagram is very interesting because I've done nude modeling before. And my stuff is up there. The funny thing is that people always ask me, they're like, do you have an OnlyFans? And I'm like, my work is not from a pornographic view. It's not from a pornographic view. It's more of an artistic view, creative art. And I'm like, you know how you'll see literally statues of Caesar, or you'll see statues of Greek statues, and they're completely naked. It's supposed to be art. Now, as for the little porn-looking ones that everybody else got up on there, I can't speak for. That really is to make money, though. Because you have to understand, the day that age that we live in right now is all about sex sells. It sells faster. Like, look how he put that freaking video up, and then immediately it's all over Twitter. Like, it is viral right now. I'm surprised you didn't even know about it. I didn't know about it because my cousin decided on telling me, because I'm not on Twitter. I need to get on there, but I'm not on Twitter like that.
I'll be honest, I don't use this shit.
I never understood the point of it. Like, son, it never made fucking sense to me. Now as an adult, I do.
I'm kind of tired of just keeping up with all the social medias and the algorithms and that shit, especially when you got to come up with the content and make it and produce it and edit it and fucking all that shit. It's like, yo, son, I don't want to do this shit no more. I honestly,
I want somebody else to post it for me. I'm at that point. I don't want to do none of that shit. Like, I saw somebody say, I think it was Sue Sweat, and he was like, oh, I want to hire a videographer to just follow me around for 2022. And I'm like, yeah, that's not like the good idea right there. Cause I'm like, I don't want to pick up a camera for shit. Like, I feel like we're such in an age where people are like constantly wanting to film and constantly wanting to post stuff up. And it's like, you lose the moment.
Yep.
Like, you lose being in the moment and being present.
Exactly.
And I feel like for people who take psychedelics, the whole purpose of it is to be more present.
But also be careful if you have somebody follow you around, because then you will change your behavior based on the camera. That is for sure. It just changes you. I'm definitely acting a little bit differently than with if the camera or microphone were off.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that, because then it's like you have this persona that you have to put on. It's true, because even when I'm out with my friends, I'm Nina, I'm Naya, and then all of a sudden, when you put on the camera, I was like, okay, Panarican came out. It's just like Beyonce, and then there's Sasha Fierce.
I get that. Like an alter ego.
I wouldn't say more of an alter ego. I just feel like everybody sees different points of view of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have different aspects of yourself that, you know, you have to learn and also tap into. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you are doing this right now, you're in your creative aspect. When you're with your family, you're in your emotional point of view. You know what I mean? There's different points of view. So when you're out and you're on camera, now you're in your star moment.
I like that. I can dig it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say alter ego.
All right, okay, well, fine. Not alter ego then. Then I suppose the performance side of you. Let's call it the professional star side of you.
Yeah, it's like, you know how you have different chakras for different things? You have your heart chakra. Like, you're in your creative chakra. I forgot which name that one is. I know the color.
You know, I've always wanted to believe in that shit, but I just don't. Like I was telling you, I really don't think that everything happens for a reason. But you certainly do. But since
I don't,
I was going off of your logic of saying that, well, if that's the case, then we should work together and this is how we got this podcast episode going.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be told, in all honesty, too much shit happens for shit to happen for a reason, at least for me. And if it does, how the fuck do I know what the fuck the reason is? You know what I'm saying? Am I ever going to figure it out? Or is it just going to be one of those enigmatic things that's like, well, you know, whatever. Like,
I feel like that's where you're supposed to meditate and actually go within to figure out what the reason is. It's just like when you're running late. Like, in my family, like, whenever we'd be running late or the keys would be missing for like a whole fucking hour or something, somebody put the key somewhere, we can't figure it out. It's like, okay, it's probably an accident going on outside. There's probably something crazy going on. And it's like, we're not supposed to go outside at that moment. We're supposed to wait. And when we leave, maybe everything will be clear. And that's, and I don't know why, but like, my mom always had that, like, you know, maybe there's a reason for this. Like, there's some type of purpose why this is occurring. And I always came, I guess, like, because I had that, like, looking at the glass half full instead of half empty, that I'm always like, okay, you know what? You're right. There's a reason for this. I don't know what it is. We're going to figure it out, though.
Nah, B. So the only reason why you running late, number one, is because...
Well, me today, yeah.
No, not you. I'm just saying in general is because people either didn't wake up to their alarm and they didn't put shit mm-hmm. in the spot that it usually is supposed to be. Now, you can go ahead and say that, but how can you confirm? You know what I'm saying? It's faith and belief and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that shit don't happen for a reason. At least not, you know, I honestly don't even want to say, yeah, no, I don't think anything happens for a reason. It's just weird. Like, it's just hard for me to believe that. It just really is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, am I saying that there isn't some kind of, here's what I think. I think that some motherfucker made the shit
mm-hmm.
and then it's just like, and then just, you know, let it just do its thing. And then it's just like, oh shit, it's capable of doing that? Wow, that's crazy. Oh wow, it can do that too? And then just watch it make universes and planets and intelligent life forms and all that shit. It's like, oh wow, that's crazy. And it's just fucking watching us. That's theory number one. Theory number two,
okay,
is all of that, but motherfucker got bored and it's like, all right, I'm sure I can fuck with these niggas somehow. And, you know, maybe like does like maybe some shit, but interfering like innately in someone's personal life, unless, of course, the highly unlikely third theory, which is that they take an interest in the life forms and the creatures and the whatnot that they actually have created or that have come about through their creation.
Like Darwin.
You know what I'm saying? Because maybe God created us like specifically, explicitly, or maybe the motherfucker just let shit rock and watch shit happen. Either way, we came about through the creation of some kind of whatever the fuck. I bet. I'm willing to accept that only because shit works so well. You know what I'm saying? You telling me that we're just in the most perfect spot in the universe to be able to have the ability to exist?
It's not even just that. It's more of the fact that it's like, I feel like when you see the fact, like, take for example, you take two people, they have sex. God has created our bodies so specifically that it's to the point that you have sperm, I have a whole egg to be able to be fertilized. That manifests itself into a whole fucking person. And then within 9 months, I can actually push out another being. I think that right there is like so much fucking time and effort just to come up with the concept of, and create. I don't think it just magically just happened on its own. Like, I think everything.
Well, don't. Yeah. Evolution, son. That's billions and billions of fucking years and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's like when. But it's like you have to think about it. It's like what made them come up with that thought? That creation is like you're here right now in this moment for that for a reason. Like you were born in this time for a reason.
Oh, what exactly are you talking about? The desire to reproduce? Like what gave them that drive?
No, but like the way you're making it sound is like you're in denial that there is something bigger.
No, I literally said that there is something out there. Those are three theories that I made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to make, yeah, he's like, it makes sense. But yeah, those are the three theories that make sense to you. And I'm saying that it's like, wow, having the ability of the ability of creating another human being is not the next one. That's what I'm saying. That's time.
I mean, that's dope as shit. Sure. Absolutely. Yes. But I think people underestimate what happens over millions and millions of years of evolution. Like, all the fucking species of human or humanoid or whatever creatures that made us or made up to us and shit, they're all dead because they didn't survive.
So wait, you think like the monkeys and shit, like that little, that graph we used to see?
I don't know about monkeys and all that stuff, but I do know that whatever evolved over all of those years, because I don't think that it's too far off realm, I guess, far out the realm of thought to think that God let shit rock just to see what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying? Because it's interesting. It's like, bro, you're God. I literally made everything, physics and all that shit. And, you know, we say billions and billions of years, but this motherfucker is like, oh, it's only been like 7 days. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
You know, and like, oh, this shit happened. Now, this, and that's why I'm saying the motherfucker could be watching us. It could be, you know, interfering on more of a grander, objective kind of scale, or it could find motherfuckers that, you know, he really, really, or she, or it. It's an it. It's more of an it kind of thing. It's more ambiguous, you know, that it really fucks with.
I feel like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't deny that there's something bigger out there, but I'm just not sure if it just created us specifically.
I feel you.
And it's like, oh, so what? We ain't that special, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're still here. We're still dope as fuck. You know, we think in like all these crazy dimensions and whatnot to like, we're the only species with tools. You feel me?
I don't agree with that because we got aliens. Like there's aliens.
Well,
out there.
Okay. Well, we're the only species that we can definitively prove live on this earth that have tools right now. I don't deny the existence of other shit out there, but clearly, if they are, then they don't want to make themselves known.
I don't blame them. Look how we treat ourselves. Look how we treat people here.
Yeah, well, also, it's just the... Well, we are pretty young, I suppose. And I guess it's just more of a... For me, I think I'd rather believe that they don't want to fuck with us because they want to watch us grow before they do. You know, because maybe they were at that point at one time in their own lives as well. That's what I'd like to believe.
I fucks with it.
I don't know. All of these things can't be proven. That's why it's just fun to speculate. But at the end of the day, you can't really prove any of this shit. So I'd rather focus on what I do know. And what I do know, ma'am, is that we are over the time limit. We have gone over by like at least 5 minutes. Yeah, but you know what? That's what happens when you have such a bedazzling lady as yourself on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. And we were having a great conversation.
Oh, but it's my pleasure, ma'am. But before I get you out of here, have you listened to the show long enough to know what I like to do when I have guests on there?
I've listened to it, and I have seen a few things that you've done with your guests. So yes, what would you like to do today?
So do you know how I like to lead the show off when I have guests? Because there's a specific way that I like to.
No. Show me.
No one ever knows. It's so crazy. It's so funny. So what I like to do is I like to give the floor to my guests and have them leave the audience with a little piece of themselves for the future. You can rant and ramble about whatever you want for as long as you want. Do whatever you feel like. Just lead the people with a little piece of you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for bringing me on your show. I appreciate being on here and getting to explore our minds and have a deep intellectual conversation. I think this was fun and we should do it again. My name is Panarican. You can follow me at PanaricanOfficial.com on Instagram. You can see me on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, all of that. Same name, everything, Panarican.official.
Spell that.
PanaricanOfficial. And I have a new song coming out at the end of this month, so get ready for it. A little R&B, something different. And I'll send you an exclusive later.
Oh, well, thank you.
So thank you so much, Tariq. I appreciate you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Oh, and by the way, ma'am, my name is Tariq.
Tariq.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you see how easy it was for you. I just love people from the East because... Y'all have no fucking problem saying that.
What, saying it?
Yeah, Tariq.
Tariq.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if you say it to me right, I'm like, all right, cool, got you. Like, we good. I ain't going to fuck it up. Like, don't worry. I'm sorry I fucked it up in the beginning. So let's just do a redo. Like, thank you, Tariq.
No, you good. I know you had good intentions, m'lady. I know, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we definitely shall do this soon in the future.
Yes, but I will... Face to face, so February, I'll be there.
That would actually be a lot better, as a matter of fact. Oh, and I totally forgot. See, because I'm probably going to be doing this for the audio, so I'm supposed to be leaving words and shit. The next word, you know, I'm going to give them like 3 words because I actually forgot for the last few episodes to put the words in there. So this is what we're going to say, is the best. Those are the next 3 words in the riddle. Oh, you know, you look confused, ma'am. Oh. You don't know even know what I'm talking about. Well, you're going to have to.
Best.
Yes,
you're going to have to find out.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to the podcast and figure out what the fuck I'm talking about.
Is the rest.
And
okay.
Yes, is the best. Yes, those are the next the 3 words in the phrase. And thank you all out there for listening. I appreciate your time, your presence, and your existence. Remember to talk to your loved ones in person. Spread that beautiful personality in person. Remember to enjoy the game of life. Stay striving. Keep it jiving. And we'll catch y'all beautiful motherfuckers here next week for another episode. And until then, deuces.
Deuces.
How long has it been since I kissed you? I don't wanna wait. How long has it been since you held me? I don't wanna wait. I felt like this about anything. I don't wanna wait. know you feel the same.